Track 10 and more news stories. What a fantastic turnout for the annual Christmas show. There was a cracker of a turnout for Newton Abbott Christmas show at Bishop Stainton's Higher Humber Farm at the end of last month. Now in its 103rd year, the show saw a strong entry of 33 cattle and 58 sheep, plus a further 16 prime lambs entered for the live and carcass competition, along with competitions for roots, cereals, fodder, apples and vegetables, bread, cakes, eggs, floral and handicraft. And there's a bit longer article, but it's surrounded by some very fine-looking animals. There's the most beautiful little ewe looking out at us from the paper, all white, all tied up, and just looks exactly like it's looking at us. And a beautiful supreme cattle champion to the limousine heifer, which again looks marvellous. They all look in such good condition. There's a little flower display as well, and a rather delicious looking selection of bread, cakes and preserves.
Dawlish's new cup to reduce waste. A reusable Dawlish cup has been launched in a bid to help reduce waste. Environment group Dawlish Against Plastic has produced the cup, which features a design created by local artist Tessa Challenger. It will cost £6 and be sold by cafes and takeaway outlets around the town that sign up to the reuse and reward scheme. Participating businesses will be given a point of sale poster to display. Customers will be able to get 30 pence off every takeaway hot drink at reuse and reward businesses if they remember to bring their own cup. Dawlish Against Plastic spokesman Vanessa Riley said reuse schemes such as this are really important for saving precious natural resources. Both production and disposal of single-use cups have negative impacts on the environment. There are now 16 businesses in Dawlish Town and many more in Dawlish Warren where you can buy takeaway hot drinks. We will be visiting businesses to sign them up to a scheme that aims to significantly reduce the amount of takeaway cups that are given out for one use only and then put in a public bin and sent for incineration. The cup was officially launched by County Councillor Rosie Dawson and members of the Dawlish Against Plastic Steering Group, all of whom played a significant role in bringing the initiative to fruition.
New members sought for more access forum. The Dartmoor National Park Authority is seeking new members to join the Dartmoor Access Forum. Established under the Countryside and Rights of Way Act 2000, the statutory independent body advises the DNPA and other organisations at a strategic level on how to make Dartmoor more accessible and enjoyable in ways which address environmental, social and economic interests. And the DNPA are looking for new members. They say, "Do you love Dartmoor and are passionate about helping people enjoy the outdoors? If you have knowledge or experience in public rights of way, tourism or rural business, transport or conservation, farming or land management, then we would love to hear from you."
Nursery children explore farming with Abrook Trip. Nursery children got the chance to explore outdoors and learn about farming during a series of visits to Abrook Farm, part of Teen School. The youngsters from HDC Nursery were invited as part of a collaboration between the King Stainton School and the farm. Over several weeks, children of all ages, from babies to preschoolers, had the chance to meet farm animals, explore the grounds and learn about growing food. The farm hopes to involve Year 10 land-based studies students from Teen School in future visits, offering opportunities for intergenerational learning and community engagement. It is hoped the partnership will continue, offering regular visits, combining hands-on experiences with educational learning about nature, agriculture and sustainability.
a park to host carpentry skills course for women. A two-day carpentry course for women is coming to Stover Country Park in the new year. Touchwood Southwest, an award-winning carpentry and joinery company based in Moreton Hampstead, will be bringing its popular course to Stover's new community workshop in January. With all materials included, the starter course is ideal for those with no previous experience, but it also caters to those wanting to build on their existing skills. The course covers the basic principles that are fundamental to all carpentry and joinery work, including learning to make and use a bridle joint, which is one of a variety of woodworking joints. The course takes place across Monday, January the 19th, and Tuesday, January the 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Ashburton dances to Kylie's Christmas hit. Business owners in Ashburton have dusted off their dancing shoes and joined forces to recreate the routine from Xmas, Kylie Minogue's 2025 Christmas single, all in the name of festive fun and promoting their much-loved Dartmoor town. The idea for the film came from Glenn Middleham, owner of stationery and gift store Pad, who rallied fellow businesses to take part. The suggestion was met with enthusiasm, and for some, a few nerves about their dancing skills. Glenn said, "Ashburton really does go Xmas with Kylie. We've had great fun recreating the routine. It looks simple, but it's deceptively complex. The last couple of weeks have been fantastic. We've supported and encouraged each other, and I'm incredibly proud of everyone who's stepped out of their comfort zone. We all love running our businesses here, and we want to shout about what makes Ashburton so special. We'd love people to visit and see it for themselves."
Pupils get to grips with clay. Devon-based artist Anna Boland introduced Year 3 children to the world of clay modelling during a recent arts workshop at Tynmouth Primary School. Anna started the day by guiding the children through various clay modelling techniques. After starting out with pinch pots and coil pots, which were used as the basis for some pufferfish, the children went on to make landscapes using relief sculpture before being given free rein to create their own designs. There was a buzz of excitement across the whole day, a spokesperson from Tynmouth Primary School commented. And there is a photograph of a little girl. She's made a dish in the coil manner, and it's very good, and she looks justifiably proud about it.